Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
I didn't hear you. Lift your right hand up. Say it boldly. Say 2022. I didn't hear you. I can't hear you. Say, hear the word of the Lord. In you, I shall lose nothing. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray? In you, I shall lose nothing. In you, 2022, I shall lose nothing. In you, 2022, I shall lose nothing. Rabakaria kadata bakaria. I shall lose nothing. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch your two hands here. Every evil plan of the enemy to steal, to kill, and to destroy in your life and your family, let that agenda be thwarted. Let that agenda be swallowed by fire. Let that agenda be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Since January 1, the devil has been trying in different ways and he has been losing. It is not your turn that you will prevail. Did you hear me? Pray well. Oh. Don't come to church and be looking like glucosate. He has been trying to take from different people. And we have been resisting. We come. Can we lift our hand? Say, we come this morning. Say, devil, we resist you. We owe you nothing. We resist you. We owe you nothing. Devil, we come this morning. We resist you. We owe you nothing. 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 We resist you. We owe you nothing. We resist you. Devil, we resist you. We owe you nothing. 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 We resist you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The last time I checked, there is nothing in my house that belongs to the devil. Hello? The last time I checked, there is nobody here in this house that belongs to the devil. So the devil cannot touch you. Check your family. Is there anything belonging to the devil there? Your children, do they belong to the devil? He can't come and snatch them. Say, devil, hear the word of the Lord. Say, everything about me belongs to the Lord. You cannot come and take anything away. You cannot come and snatch 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 away. Everything in my house belongs to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. For anyone that have lost anything this year, before the end of this month, let there be a replacement for you. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Say, everything I have lost, let there be a restoration. Let there be a replacement. Everything I have lost already in 2022. Everything, anything I have lost already in 2022. Let there be a replacement. Let there be a replacement. Anything I have lost so far in 2022. Let there be a replacement. Let there be a replacement. Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me. If you lost something as a child of God, know that there is a better replacement. That's why you lost it. Do you understand that? When we say there is no losses, there is no losses. We are not saying there are no replacements. After all, if what you have has expired is not good enough, the Lord should take it away and replace. But you know, sometimes when we take things away, before we replace, because we are bringing better one, it takes some time before coming. Don't start thinking as if the devil has taken. If anything is taken from you again, it is for replacement. Therefore, we decree, anything you have lost, taken away from you, let there be a replacement for you. Let there be a replacement for you. Let there be a replacement for you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we judge you faithful. Can you just thank him for his faithfulness? Thank him. Thank him for his faithfulness. Thank you.
Oh, faithful God. Faithful God. Oh, faithful God. Only you deserve the glory in my life. Only you deserve the glory. Oh, faithful God. Faithful God.
Faithful God.
Oh,
faithful God.
Faithful God.
Faithful God.
Oh,
faithful God.
Only you deserve.
Only you deserve the glory.
Oh,
God.
Only you deserve.
Only you.
Alapada in up about me. More left for her. Oh, when you want to do. More left for her. I told her that he be okay. Hey! More left for her. I'll go.
Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands to him and just thank him. Magnify his name, bless his name. Thank him, thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. We glorify your name. We bless you. We honor you. We adore you. We bless you. We thank you.
Only you deserve the glory,
O faithful God.
Only you deserve the glory
in my life.
Only
you deserve the glory.
Yeah.
We thank you, we magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Have your seat in God's presence. Thank you. Thank you. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's read from verse 12. Ephesians 6 from verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers and against authorities, against cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. In the past 2-3 weeks, we'll be talking about the fact that you are a soldier of the Lord, and that for you to live a victorious Christian life, you must have a mentality of a soldier. You must see yourself as a soldier. The indiscipline in the Christian faith is because we don't know that the faith is an army, and we are soldiers in the military, in the armies of the Lord. And today, I want us to go further and talk about dressing for battle. There are many people in church that are going to a sword fight with underwear. It beats my imagination how people of the church talk much more about physical dressing than spiritual dressing. You have been born again for 2 years, 3 years, 15, 20, 25, and you need your pastor to come and tell you the length of your trouser, where you cover in your body. You are a disgrace to Christ already. If I need to come on a Sunday and dedicate the time to build up people, to now tell you where to cover in your body, whether to sag or not to sag, whether how to walk, then you have lost it. Waste of time, waste of resources. But if you are a child of God, by your dressing, we will know. There's no doubt about it. Hey, pastor, the Lord know my heart, know my heart. Yes, we can see your heart. But when we see our heart, what appearance? We will know what is in your heart. For what is in your heart will always come out. See now, dressing is almost attracting me. Let's talk, let's move on. I see people wearing underwear spiritually, about to go to fight on a sword fight. And the Bible, from the past 2 weeks, will be showing you that the world is a battlefield. The world is not funfair. There are wars. We are fighting all around. And we need to have a soldier's mentality. And today, I come here to tell you that you need to dress like a soldier. Unfortunately, the way the Lord sees and declares that we should dress, most people have read it many times, but they don't have an understanding of it. Let's go together. Verse 12. Give me verse 12. Let's go together. And let me take it one of them. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, but against authorities, against cosmic powers over this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly place. I remember telling you that this is your real enemy. I used Iyasikira that day. Iyasikira is an imaginary enemy. He's not the real enemy. The real enemy is the power behind Iyasikira, commanding him to do what he's doing against you. And there is nobody's name here. The Bible says your enemy is not flesh and blood. Your enemy is spiritual. So your dressing for battle must be spiritual for you to be able to overcome the enemy. Let's go to verse 13. Therefore, take up the armor of the Lord. Is that what the Bible says? You said yes. Oh yeah, let's go. Once you go, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Listen, he put whole there because they are different armor. When they all come together, they are whole. If you don't have all the armor, you have left a space for the devil to attack you. Listen to me this morning. Listen. If you have a sword without a helmet, your head can be cut off. Have the whole armor. It did not say put on the armor of the Lord. It says put on the whole armor of the Lord. Some are choosing the armor. I know the word of God. I have faith, but they are not righteous. They are not holy. You are exposed. There is a reason why he said you should put on the whole armor, so that the devil will not have an unguarded space to attack in your life. So what the Bible is saying, get up, take up, and put on the whole armor. You are a soldier. Stop wearing underwear to battle. Put on the whole armor. Stop wearing incomplete armor to battle. That is why we have casualty. Because people are not putting on the whole armor of the Lord. To be safe in this battle, do not omit any of the armor. I beg you, to be safe in this battle, do not omit any of your... I love epic films, non-Nigerian epics, Western epics, where they use sword. And the sword fight I normally like is the one after the fight, somebody's sword goes missing. And then the man comes on him and says, I want you. And the guy carries his shield and blood there. So many Christians, the arrow is thrown away. They still don't have shield. The enemy is coming upon them. And they are shouting. And they wake up from their dream. Say, Pastor, where is your shield? Where is your sword? He asks you to put on the whole armor. You don't have a choice of selection. Put on all the seven that he asks you to put on. Can we look at those armor one after the other? Verse 14. Look at verse 14. Stand therefore, having fasting on the belt of truth. I thought about this. Why would it be that when he wants to talk about armor, the first thing he spoke about was belt? What kind of Paul is this? Sword day, spear day, arrow day. He did not talk about them first. What he spoke about is a belt. What do I need a belt for? In this battle, belt. Is it a belt of truth? Have you bought your mom? Have they bought oversized dress for you in expectation that you wear it for 5 years? And the thing is bigger than you. Anybody here? Oh, some people are not smiling. They are not talking. Your mom gave you right sizes. Thank you. Did your mom branch in market one day when they were selling it for cheap? And he quickly gathered plenty without looking at your size. And then he brought it home. Lucky you, it was bigger. It was not smaller. So what do? They carry bed. And they use bed to do what? To lock it up all around together. Listen. All the armor is a bed that fastened them together. On the bed, they put the sword. The breastplate rests on the bed. The shield is placed on the belt. The belt is what fastened it. You see, if there some men here, if you ask them to stand up and ask them to remove their belt, you go see the thing where you don't want to see. Because the thing will just, some things will just happen. Belt takes away every form of distraction. Belt brings everything together. And that belt is truth. Have you seen a lying Christian before? He has all those things not together. He needs to speak another lie to cover up another lie. Please let me ask somebody by the side, are you a liar? Tell the person, you are losing the battle already. You don't have it together if you are not walking in truth. The belt is a belt of truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. God, Jesus, is the truth. There are many places in the Bible, at a time, where the Bible, God was saying, God is not a man that he can lie. By two immutable things by which God cannot lie. If you belong to God and you are a liar, you are a liar. You don't belong to me. Truth sticks everything together, including lie in business. Lie in business. Ah. Now, because you be my church member, if not be so, I know how much you go sell the thing. And a man trusted you as a church member. And he did. And after leaving that place, he saw the same thing and said, how much did they sell him? And it's times two. Of that thing, you told them, Pastor, now because now you. You know, say church member, don't do me this many times. Pastor, now because now you. Because now you. Truth. You are a child of the devil. John 8:44. Can we read? John 8:44. John 8:44. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and a father of lies. When you are a liar and you come to church and you lift on holy hands to God, every time they thank you, I just wanna thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are a liar, a son of your father, the devil. He is a liar from the beginning. Listen to me. You cannot be telling lies as a Christian and win the battle against the devil. You are in his camp. God is truth. The devil is a liar. And it is only truth that can overcome the devil. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. A lying Christian is an anomaly. But now, when some people greet you good morning, you have to go out and check before you believe them. They are losing battles. But they come to church, oh Lord, every enemy, every household enemy. You are the number one household enemy. Liar! Liar! He is dressing the past. He has covered his head. He is not using makeup. That look is to also deceive you. Everything about her or him is to deceive. He has no truth in him. Everything is not fasting. On the day of battle, he will be distracted. Why? He is a liar. You can't lie and overcome the devil. And the church say, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. In these last days, many people will reject the truth and be looking for what their itching ear will hear. God does not punish any sin anymore. In fact, since the time Jesus died, he has forgotten every sin. You can live your life anyhow, and you jump on it. New rhema. Now, I hear people saying, this is deep, sir. This is Rema, sir. I keep thinking, what are they talking about? The word of God abides forever. It has always been deep, and it has always been Logos or Rema. You can't be telling lies and win the battles of life. Mba. Mba. It is not possible. Give me that same verse again. Verse 14. And let me jump a little. Verse 14. Ephesians 6. 14. Stand therefore, having fasting on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of right. The breastplate is a weapon that covers the soldier from the neck to the waist. And it covers the soldier back and front from the neck. It's made up of metal, sometimes of metal strips, sometimes of chain. But most of the time, it's a metal plate. So it covers the neck to this place. Right, and God calls that breastplate righteousness. And you know, from here to here, and all the vital organs of your life. Righteousness, best place, covers the vital organs of your life. Righteousness will cover the better, greater aspect of your life. Righteousness exalts. Righteousness helps. Righteousness is a covering. I will live my life anyhow. You have exposed your vital part, vital organs of your life to ridicule. I will live my life anyhow. Nobody can throw on me. Now I am free to live anyhow. I've left my father's house. That was how you entered that trouble. And you don't know how to get out of it. Righteousness always exalts. What is righteousness? Righteousness is you having a right standing with God. Right standing with God. What is righteousness? Righteousness is being right or doing right. Listen to me. Righteousness is being right or doing right. So there are two types of righteousness. There is the being righteousness and there is the doing righteousness. We have churches in the world that preaches the being righteousness. We have churches in the world that also preach the doing righteousness. But in the Bible, there is the being righteousness and the doing righteousness. We need to preach the two together when we are talking about righteousness. What do I mean by being righteousness? That means you cannot help yourself. You cannot save yourself. Your righteousness is like filthy rag. No matter how much good you want to do, you might not be able to do it. And when you even do all the good you want to do, by the standard of measurement of God, it is not up to it. So God look at it and say, you have been trying and trying and trying. Let me help you. So he sent Jesus to come and die. And Jesus died and resurrected. When you now give your life to him, Jesus now gives you his righteousness in exchange for your soul. So he now looks at you and decrees and declares that you are righteous. That means you are poor and out. And the rich man comes and looks at you and says, I want to take away your poverty. And he deposits some amount in your account. At that time, he makes you a rich man. It has nothing to do with what you did for him to make you a rich man. He just came and gave you the money. So when Jesus died on the cross, when we give our life to him, he gives us his own righteousness. 1 Corinthians 5:21. 1 Corinthians, there are two righteousness. That's the first one. It is called positional righteousness. Being righteousness. Imputed righteousness. Depending on the pastor preaching it. 1 Corinthians 5:21. 2 Corinthians 5:21. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Look at this. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So when Christ was on that cross, he was there in replacement of you. When he was on the cross, you were the one on the cross. What he received, you were the one that received it. And one of the things he received was righteousness. And that righteousness he gave unto you. That is what we call positional righteousness. Imputed righteousness. Because he gave it. He imputed it to you. You did nothing about it. That is why, if you read the book of 1 Corinthians, he called them saints in Christ. But if you start to read from verse 3, you discover they were fighting each other. But you get to verse 5 or 6, you discover a man that took the wife of his father, committed sexual immorality to the wife of the father, and they were coming to the same church with the father, and they were in the same church. But Paul still looked at them. He still called him saint, righteous. Why? Not because of what he did, but because of what Christ has done, and Christ made him righteous. Are we in his church? So that's why sometimes we say, lift up holy hands. It is not because you are living holy, but because when Jesus died on the cross, you died with him. When Jesus received holiness, you receive it. We call you holy. That is being righteousness. Are we still here? That is one. There is a second righteousness. It's what we call the practical righteousness. Practice righteousness. Some churches call it impacted righteousness. That means you have done nothing to receive righteousness once. Now that you have received righteousness once, and God is calling you righteous, don't disappoint God. Live righteously. The first one is given to you by God. Now that he has given you, what do? You live righteously. You were poor, he made you a rich man. Now that he has made you a rich man, stop begging. Start living as a rich man. When you now start living as a rich man and start multiplying the money, you become richer. He made you righteous. You are now living righteously for him. You can't say he has made you righteous. We were not there when he gave a life to Christ and made you righteous. And then you stop living righteously. How do we know you are righteous? If you were from my side, where policemen, they carry roga. You know what they say, roga? People that stay at night. You know, sometimes police raid and they carry everybody. If you are imputed righteousness and you are not living righteousness, the devil will come. He cannot recognize you. He will carry you with unbelievers. The way policemen carry Christians that don't stay at home with unbelievers. Carry all of them. And they will carry you on Friday. Nobody can bail you on the Monday. Listen to me. When he made you righteous and you are not living righteously, you open the door for the devil to attack you. Oh my God. After all, I'm a Christian. Why are all these things happening to me? Are you righteous? He made you righteous. Now live righteously. Are you living righteously? 2 Corinthians 3:18. Can we all read together? For all of us, for we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from them. So when we give our life to Christ, we keep looking at Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We keep living with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is changing us from one glory another. That's why we say you shall not have a better yesterday. But when we talk about that, people are thinking about money, about status. When we say you must not have a better yesterday in your spiritual life, we must see an improvement every day. That is righteousness. Hebrews. Let me jump that. Righteousness will protect you from the accusation of Satan. Satan will always come to accuse. Righteousness will protect you from the condemnation of Satan. Righteousness always protects. He has given you the gift of righteousness. Live righteously. Then help me tell somebody, say, he has given you the gift of righteousness. Say now. Say, live righteously. Tell another person, he has given you the gift of righteousness. Say, he has imputed righteousness into your account. Say, arise and live righteously. Arise and live righteously. Listen to me. When the imputed righteousness does not tally with practical righteousness, when positional righteousness does not tally with practical righteousness, a door is open. The devil passes through that door to attack you. That is why Righteousness is a breastplate. It covers the vital areas of your Christian life. It is a breastplate. God gives righteousness, and we do righteousness. He calls us holy, and we live holy lives. You are righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. By your living, let us know that you are a righteous person. Do we understand that in church? Two righteousness given to you freely, and the one you live yourself as a proof that you have received the gift from the Lord. When one, both of them are not aligned, there's a doorway open. The devil enters it and strikes you. Let's jump to verse 15. Verse 15. Which many people don't really look at. Listen to me, look at it. And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. Did you know that you need, have you seen a soldier's boot before? You know boots where they enter fire. Have you seen a fire service man boots before? Have you seen a soldier going to war without boots, even modern soldier? No boots. He can't walk far. There are some terrains he cannot enter. The boot is witnessing. The boot is preaching of the gospel. Can I shock you? If you don't witness, you can never live a victorious Christian life. If you don't preach the gospel, if you don't tell people about Christ, there is no way you can ever live a victorious Christian life. In fact, that is the missing part of many people's Christianity. That is the missing part that your destiny is waiting for. When last did you preach the gospel to anybody? When last did you invite anybody to church? When last did you tell anybody Jesus loves him? When last did you go for evangelism? That last time the Lord told you, give that person flyer, talk to that person. Did you do it? That is your shoe. When you don't do that, you can't take territories. It is a boot that gives you territory. Whatsoever the source of your feet shall thought, I give for your possession. Now you want your business to expand. And God is saying, if it expands, what does he have to me? The first shop I gave you, all the people that entered, every day, almost 100. If now only 10, you they talk to about Christ, I will give you the whole Dusi. I will give you the whole Abuja. Listen, God gives you things in alignment with what you will do with it for his purpose. Help me ask somebody, when last did you preach the gospel to anybody? Talk to the person. Anybody not talking, you are a suspect. Talk to the person. Some people, when we are asking questions of life and death, you will not frown in church. Some of you came to church when I don't mellow down. If not before, just the cameraman, focus on that sister. And the camera focuses on you. And I start asking you questions. When you came to church, I'm saying talk, you are not frowning. If I frown, pastor, could they be afraid of me? I'm coming to preach the gospel to you. You. Are we seeing church? Preaching the gospel is our shoe. It makes us take over. When you don't take over for God, you can't take over for yourself. What you ask God to take over for you, if it will not give, it will not add anything to God, God will not give it to you. The shoe. And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of you are always ready to preach the gospel. So you want to talk to the person, say, I'm in a hurry. I go, okay, if you're in a hurry, take this and read. You go, you speak to the person, he asks you some questions you can never answer. Don't give wrong answers to a question you don't understand. Say, I don't know the answer. Follow me to church on Sunday. After, Brother Jonathan Day, he will help you.
and you bring the person to church after service. In fact, by service, he will forget the question. He will have heard something. You introduce him to somebody and say, this is Brother Jonathan. You can talk to him. I feel he can answer your questions. You don't have all the questions to life questions that people ask us. Don't kill yourself. I can't answer. Follow me to church. You have played your role. You have fought a battle. You have dressed well. But when in your place of work, nobody knows you are a believer. You don't talk to anybody. You have not shared flyer before. You have not invited before. You have not spoken before. You have not given a message before. Every day they send messages to you. You have friends that need it. You have not forwarded one before. Then you come, my father, oh my God, oh my God, I must not be put to shame, I must not be put to shame. When Jesus said, anyone that is ashamed of me before this world, I will be ashamed of him. If you don't preach the gospel, naturally shame comes upon you. It is a shoe for territory I will take over. Remember, he said, put on the whole armor. You can't choose it. He has given you the whole armor. To put on. Can we continue to verse 16? Let me see if I can squeeze this one. Look at this. In all, can we read together? In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of evil one. In four places in the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4. Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38. This is one of the most quoted and repeated scriptures by different writers in the Bible. So God inspired this person, and they were saying the same thing, quoting the same thing. And what were they saying? The just shall live by faith. The righteous that has a breastplate of righteousness must live. What is faith? Faith is substance of things hoped for, evidence of things. Faith is believing that God is true and whatever he says, he will do. That's faith. Faith is trust in the abilities of God to keep his part of anything he has told you. Faith is believing in God that he will do what he says he will do. Even when circumstances are to the contrary, that is faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7. I'll come maybe around April or March and teach faith. Scratch the surface a little. 1 Corinthians 5:7. Can we all read together? For read it again. Let me hear you. Read it again. Let me hear you. For we can I hear you? For we there are two ways of living on earth. By faith or by sight. But as Christians, we walk by faith and not by sight. There is fake faith. There is dead faith. Fake faith is based on feeling. Fake. Positive thinking. You can think positively. It doesn't mean it's faith. You go better tomorrow. It's not faith. It is positive thinking. Faith must always have an object. Have faith in God. It will be better tomorrow because God will make it so. It has an object. Stay. You know you are close. Stay positive. Stay positive is not faith. It's fake faith. Fake faith. Vain imagination. If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. And you have been imagining. It is not faith. It looks like faith. It is fake faith. Fake faith is unstable. Inconsistent. Today, he believes God will do it. Tomorrow, he says, God is delaying. Can you take me somewhere? He does when he calls out, oh Lord, I'm sorry. I am back. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. Inconsistent, unstable, fake faith. Faith can be dead. There can be dead faith. He had faith before. The circumstances of life has dealt with him. And the faith dropped. He doesn't even know what to believe again. That is what we call dead faith.
Dead faith is full of fear.
Ha, 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 ha. The thing happened to Amebo. Ha, hey, I hope the thing will not happen to me. It is full of fear.
And so when he's praying in church, hey, and you see me shaking,
he's not praying out of faith. He's praying out of fear. It is not faith. God does not respond to fear. God responds to faith. Faith is of God. Fear is of a devil.
Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear is a belief in the ability of a devil to do what he says he will do. Faith is a belief in God, in the ability of God to do what he says he will do.
Fear looks like faith. It is not faith.
So, oh Lord, I have faith in you. Might not be right faith.
The right faith is a living faith. Abraham, leave your house, your father's house. Go to a land that I will show you. Because the faith is living.
He stood up immediately and started going.
Abraham, give me your son, your only son.
Because he has living faith. He stood up at the beginning, immediately.
And when the man came, Goliath, he was shouting over everybody. Everybody was afraid. And the young boy came, David, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he will defile the armies of a living God? Today, I will cut off your head. When he said, I will cut off your head, he had no sword. He had no spear. But he saw the sword of Goliath and he made up your mind. It's your own sword. I will use to cut off your head. That is faith.
Faith, faith. Moses in line to be the prime minister, to be the king, to be Pharaoh in Egypt.
And then he left it and ran away into the wilderness for 40 years. Will you be next in line to take over from what is the American president now? He's not even popular, the man.
You are in line to take over from Joe Biden.
Will you leave it all and go to Togo and believe him? Why? The Bible says he saw he who is invisible. The invisible can be seen. The inaudible can be heard. When you see it, when you hear it, that is it.
Three Hebrew men. See the fire. See the fire.
You know what we say in Nigeria? I will deny. I will go and ask for forgiveness later. Say, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, we will not think twice to answer you. Our God is able to save us. And the second part we don't talk about, what he says,
even when he does not,
we will see no bow. That is faith.
He said, God will do, but I can't force him. I can't force the choice on him. He is my God. Whatever he chooses to do is right. When they were going through the fire,
they did not, if it were some Nigerian Christian, when they are about to say, my God, my God, why are you disappointing me?
You mean I will enter this fire? I thought it will save me now. I thought, forget him.
Now there is a fourth man in the fire waiting for them there.
Listen to me. When you don't deny God, by faith there is a third, fourth man in the fire waiting for you.
The fire became air conditioned. They started praise and worship in the fire. They didn't complain when they were going through the fire. Like some of you do.
After I've served you all these days, you are allowing this thing to happen to me. After all the things that you have done. What do people say?
People have been saying from the beginning of the year. Let them see.
Hold on to faith.
1 John 5 verse 4.
Faith, 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 faith. Faith must be living.
1 John 5 4. Can we all read together as a church? Let me hear your voice. Let's go for...
Pause there.
For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. Everyone who is born again overcomes the world.
Except if he doesn't want to.
Let's continue.
And this, everyone born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. What is this? Our faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, you cannot overcome on earth. Faith is a shield. No matter where they throw it from, faith guards you. Faith guards you. Faith guards you. Faith guards you.
My faith looks up to thee.
the Lamb of Calvary.
That key is too high for me. Open. Listen. Faith is a victory. A Christian without faith is wearing underwear to battle. And you know what? Every faith will be tested. Fashola said, may your loyalty not be tested in public. If you fail in the days of adversity, how small is your strength? May you not fail on the day of battle. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? May you not disappoint God in this country. May you not bring shame to Christianity in this country. May you not fail. We thank you. Our time is fast, then. I still have like 3 more to go. But these 4 is enough. What did we speak about first? Number 1, belt of truth. A lying person cannot overcome the chief liar, the devil. It is only truth that overcomes the devil. Number 2, breastplate of righteousness. And righteousness is true. The one he gives you. And when he gives you, it activates righteousness in you. And you start living righteously. If the one he gives you and your way of life are different, it creates a loophole that the devil comes in and attacks you. Number 3, the shoe of readiness to preach the gospel. When you preach the gospel, you have put on your boot. When you are not preaching the gospel, you have no boot. When you step into fire, it will quench you. When you have no boot, you can't take territory for yourself or for God. Your supermarket, your school is for God first before you. And the third, 4th one is faith. It is by faith that we overcome. We thank you. Lift your 2 hands up and say, oh Lord, help me. Lift your 2 hands to him and help me. Help me, help me, help me, help me. Help me. Help me. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Give me verse 13. Let's just quickly look at something. And I see down verse 13. Verse 13. Ephesians 6, 13. Therefore, take up. Listen. He has given you the dressing. He will not put them on for you. If you like, put them on. If you like, don't put them on. Some are still praying, oh Lord, put the belt on me. Give me faith. He has given you a measure of faith already. Give me righteousness. He has given you righteousness already. He's waiting for you to live rightly. He's waiting for you to use your faith. Stop praying prayers of lack of understanding. Stop asking for what he has given you. Start putting them on. Can we go? Lift your right hand up and say, I put on the belt of truth. Say, I come against every lie. I come against every lie. Every lie. In any area of my life, I come against every lie. I put on the belt of life. The belt of truth. The belt of truth. I put off the belt of life. I put off lies. I speak the truth always. Can you say, I put on the breath of righteousness. I thank you for giving righteousness. From today, I live righteously. I live holy life. I live righteously. I confess my sins. I live holy life unto you. From today, I live holy life. I live holy lives. Shoes of preaching the gospel. Say to from today, I receive the grace and empowerment. I speak to people about Christ. I talk to them about Jesus. I bring encouragement to people. I bring the word of God to people. I invite people to church. I will not disappoint you. Every day, every weekend, every time. I will put you on the front foot. Can I pray? Let me pray now. I hold the shield of faith. I stop every fiery doubt of darkness. I hold the shield of faith. I stop every fiery doubt of darkness. I hold the shield of faith. And I thank you. I glorify your name. In the name of Jesus. If you put on these 7 weapons, you can never ever lose the battles of life. You can never ever lose the able to survive. I ask that the Lord will empower you, give you grace and understanding to put on all this dressing for victory in every area of your lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Can we stand up on our feet and stretch your hands towards the altar? Towards the altar. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift His countenance of mercy, His countenance of favor, His countenance of grace, His countenance of peace upon you. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord cause everything you do this week to succeed. In the name of Jesus, may you enjoy help this week. May you not fail in any way this week. May you arise and be strong this week. In the name of Jesus, may peace be your portion all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sokale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.